Hello, it's Raquel with a spark of hope. Today's devotional is titled Trusting God in the Midst of Trials. The scripture reading is found in 1 Kings chapters 17 through 19. The chapters of 1 Kings 17 through 19 speak volumes about the faithfulness of God and the journey of his prophet Elijah. These passages are a testament to how God sustains, provides, and shows himself mighty even in the direst circumstances. 1 Kings 17 introduces us to the severity of the drought in Israel and the resultant famine. Elijah, however, experiences God's provision firsthand. God commands ravens to feed him and later leads him to Zarephath, where a widow miraculously provides for him. This teaches us about God's unexpected provision. In times when resources seem scarce, God's miracles are often hidden in plain sight, using what little we have to create abundance. 1 Kings 18 showcases the dramatic confrontation between Elijah and the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. Elijah's challenge to the prophets of Baal ends with a powerful demonstration of God's power as he answers Elijah's prayer with fire from heaven. This event reminds us of the power of prayer and the importance of standing firm in our faith, even when faced with opposition. 1 Kings 19 shows Elijah fleeing from Jezebel's threat and his subsequent encounter with God at Horeb. In his moment of despair, God does not appear in the wind, the earthquake, or the fire, but in a gentle whisper. This passage encourages us to find solace in God's presence during our moments of fear and anxiety. It teaches us that God is not always found in the tumult. Often, he speaks in the stillness. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the lessons of faith, provision, and your gentle presence that we learn from Elijah's life. Help us to trust in your provision during our own times of scarcity and to seek your voice in the quiet moments of our lives. May we stand firm in our faith as Elijah did, holding onto your promises and power in every situation. In Jesus' name. This week, let's challenge ourselves to seek God's presence in both the quiet and the chaotic moments. Reflect on how God has provided for you in the past and some time to listen to his gentle whisper in your daily life. May we encourage to fully rely on him, trusting that he is always working for our good and his glory. Let us pray. Let us thank God. In Jesus' name. Have a blessed day, everyone.